Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachom. Our text for reflection is Jeremiah 22, 13 to 19. Jeremiah chapter 22, verse 13 to 19. Woe to him who builds his palace by unrighteousness, his upper rooms by injustice, making his own people work for nothing, not paying them for their labor. He says, I will build myself a great palace with spacious upper rooms. So he makes large windows in it, panels it with cedar, and decorates it in red. Does it make you a king to have more and more cedar? Did not your father have food and drink? He did what was right and just, so all went well with him. He defended the cause of the poor and needy, and so all went well. Is that not what it means to know me, declares the Lord? But your eyes and your heart are set only on dishonest gain, on shedding innocent blood, and on oppression and extortion. Therefore, this is what the Lord says about Jehoiakim, son of Josiah, king of Judah. They will not mourn for him. Alas, my brother, alas, my sister, they will not mourn for him. Alas, my master, alas, his splendor. He will have the burial of a donkey, dragged away and thrown outside the gates of Jerusalem. My theme for reflection is when cedar walls cannot save you. When cedar walls cannot save you. One summer afternoon at the beach, I watched a little girl, no more than 4 years old, set about building what she proudly called her castle. With a bright red bucket and a tiny plastic spade, she worked with fierce determination, packing wet sand into perfect shapes. Slowly, her fortress rose, sturdy towers at each corner, walls connecting them, a grand archway for an entrance, and a tiny mound in the center that she named her throne. When she finally placed a seashell flag on top and stepped back, she crossed her sandy arms and declared to her older brother and anyone who would listen, "No one can get me now." He laughed, that mischievous kind of laugh older brothers seem born with, and strolled over casually. With one gentle notch of his toe, a wall crumbled. Another tap, and the towers folded in on themselves. In seconds, her mighty fortress was nothing more than a heap of scattered sand and broken seashells. She stood there, wide-eyed, stunned at how quickly her masterpiece had fallen. I smiled, not out of mockery, but because I knew what she was learning, what we all must learn sooner or later. It takes far more than walls to make you safe. Jeremiah knew this lesson well. In Jeremiah 22:13 to 19, God sends him to speak to King Jehoiakim, a ruler who thought his cedar-paneled palace, towering windows and crimson paint could shield him from judgment. While his people groaned under unjust taxes, withheld wages, and the shedding of innocent blood, Jehoiakim built his wide house with spacious chambers and imagined he was untouchable. Yet Jeremiah exposes the hollowness of such security. Woe to him who builds his house by unrighteousness! Shall you reign because you enclose yourself in cedar? The problem is not simply wealth, but idolatry, trusting in wealth and power instead of in God. Jehoiakim's heart was consumed by covetousness, and he thought grandeur could insulate him from God's verdict. But Jeremiah points him back to his father, Josiah, who judged the cause of the poor and needy. Then it was well. Was not this to know me? Says the Lord. Josiah found safety not behind cedar walls, but beneath God's wings, living justly and trusting God to provide. And this is where the gospel pierces our modern illusions. We too can chase our own cedar palaces, careers, savings, reputations, while forgetting justice, mercy, and humility. We may never openly burn God's word as Jehoiakim did, yet we silently sideline it when comfort becomes our highest aim. But as N.T. Wright has said, the kingdom that Jesus preached and lived was all about a glorious, unproarious, absurd generosity. Not about us building security, but about giving himself lavishly. The antidote to Jehoiakim's poison is not asceticism, but reordering, seeking God's kingdom first and trusting him to add what we need. God resolved the problem not by fortifying Jehoiakim's throne, but by toppling it, showing that self-made security always collapses. Yet through Christ, the true King who embraced poverty and injustice on our behalf, God offers us the only unshakable kingdom. The cross declares that our security rests not in cedar beams, but in nail-scarred hands. So what does this mean for us today? It means losing our grip on privilege and opening our hands to justice. It means seeing our positions not as fortresses to defend, but as platforms to serve. When we advocate for the exploited, pay fairly, defend the vulnerable, and trust God to sustain us as we do, we walk the path Josiah walked and renounce the ruinous path of Jehoiakim. Our lives become living protests against the lie that cedar walls can save us. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, where might I be building cedar walls of false security instead of seeking first the kingdom of God? Number two, whose cause, the poor, the needy, the overlooked, is God calling me to judge with righteousness this week? And now our practical exercise for the day. Identify one person or group who labors unseen around you. A cleaner, delivery worker, care assistant, and tangibly honor their dignity. Thank them sincerely, pay them fairly, or advocate for their welfare. Let your gratitude interrupt injustice. Lord of justice and mercy, strip from our hearts the illusion that cedar walls can save us. Forgive us for clutching privilege while neglecting the poor and needy. Teach us the joy of Josiah, to do what is right and to trust you for all we need. Make us bold to dismantle oppression and generous to build communities of grace. May our hands build not palaces of pride, but heavens of your kingdom in love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.